I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad.
Born Yolanda Cornelia Giovanni Jr., Nikki Giovanni wrote her first book of poems while in her mid-20s, self-publishing Black Feeling, Black Talk in 1968. That book sold more than 10,000 copies in its first year. She quickly became a rising star of the civil rights movement. She would go on to write close to 24 poetry collections, more than a dozen children's books, and record many of those works for various record labels. Then, there was Nikki the interviewer, who would sit down and have candid conversations with other greats like James Baldwin and Muhammad Ali. Throughout her career, Nikki did an amazing job of chronicling the highs and lows of Black life in America, often speaking out against hate-motivated violence. After the mass shooting at Virginia Tech in 2007, she wrote a poem for the school where she served as a professor for 35 years, titled, We Are Virginia Tech. She read it at the memorial convocation.
We will continue to invent the future through our blood and tears, through all this sadness. We are the Hokies. We will prevail. We will prevail. We will prevail. We are Virginia Tech.
Her recognitions and awards are too many to name. In the 1970s alone, she was named Woman of the Year by three major magazines, Ebony, Mademoiselle, and Ladies' Home Journal.
I like birdhouses and bird feeders and my coffee in the morning on the deck where I hear the birds singing. And mostly, I like the peace of the breezes singing through the trees and, oh, by the way, I really like you.
Nikki Giovanni battled cancer three times. According to her lifelong partner, Jenny Fowler, who was by her side, she passed away peacefully on December 9th. She was 81. At the time of her death, Nikki Giovanni was working on a memoir and a poetry collection titled The Last Book. It was set for publication in 2025. Nikki Giovanni was a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and is being remembered by her sorors, numerous family and friends, and thousands of fans around the world. And while her light may have dimmed, her words will continue to uplift, inspire, and guide generations to come. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.